All right, so I'll just hit the obvious question on Kenny, since I haven't seen you guys. I just felt that a change was needed. It wasn't easy to do. In fact, it was very difficult to do. I really felt like that I needed to shake things up, that we couldn't continue doing what we've been doing to this point. So I made the call, and the whole idea is to change what we're doing, to make sure that what I'm looking for at the end of the day for us is to play fast on defense. And we weren't playing fast enough. We weren't playing confident enough. So anyway, that decision was made. It's always what's in the best interest of the team and nothing else. And so had to put personal feelings aside. With that, we're excited about our preparation, getting ready for Denver. I think both of these teams have gone through the first 10 games a little disappointed. I think both teams are feeling similarly. I think you look at the biggest indicator to me is the turnover ratio. And last year we were plus 10 at this point. Right now we're minus 9. 19 turnover differential that is probably the biggest indicator about winning and losing in the National Football League. So the other area that we've got to improve on, and the tangible area we have got to be better at these last six games, is third down. We got to get off the field on third down. So the result is we're not getting enough opportunities offensively due to ineffectiveness defensively. We've got to get the ball back for the offense. We've got to force turnovers, get off the field on third down. And that's what it is. That's our charge, and we've got to get it done. Looking at the Broncos, it's a really good football team that's had some struggles. Their defense is playing outstanding. Their offense is running the ball just about as well as anybody out there. They're making a change at quarterback, and we're getting ourselves ready to go with Paxton Lynch. So, questions?
You mentioned on Monday that the change to Musgrave, take note of it, obviously, but a team can't change greatly what they're going to do at
right.
This point in the season.
Yeah.
How is that different defensively for you guys to change coordinator?
Yeah, I think similarly, you're not going to reinvent the playbook after 10 weeks, 11 weeks. So, there'll be some things that obviously that Bill likes that he'll get to. There'll be some things that Pags likes that he'll get to. But there's no way that either team is going to completely reinvent their playbook.
Jack, why do you feel like John is going to be able to bring out that fast play that you're talking about?
Well, we're going to focus on the process, okay? And I think one thing that's maybe gotten away is the focus on winning. This win, we need to win, we need to win. Yeah, everybody needs to win. Everybody wants to win. I think, for me, it's about the process. And, I've given you the shortened version in the past, recover, prepare, compete. All right, and that's the short version. And that's how you sum it up. But when you dig into what that means, what does that mean when you're recovering, the detail of what you're doing? What does that mean in your preparation? Okay, how are we bringing to life the things we're doing, all right? The detail in the meetings, the detail on the practice field, the accountability, the principles that we believe in. Those are the things you have to fight for. And when you do those things and you build your confidence, you play fast. And I've been in this league a long time, and I've been a part of some great defenses. And one common denominator is that they play fast. They play fast. And I want to see us play fast.
How much of that is on the players, though? Are the players doing their part as well as playing fast?
It's always shared. Okay. It's always shared. Now, a change was made, okay, obviously. But we all share in it, all of us, starting with me. We all share in it. And so it's coaches and players. It's a team game. We're all in it together. And nobody's coming to help us.
Your experience can change like this. Spark players.
Well, listen, I know one thing. Nobody should feel comfortable because what I've been watching is not good enough. So nobody should feel comfortable. There's nothing easy about it. It's one of the toughest things to do in this position is to make these kind of decisions. So there's nothing easy about it.
Do you guys have been feeling too comfortable? Has that been
an... Sorry?
Do you guys have been feeling too comfortable? Has that been an issue?
I'm not like speaking in code, you know, I just making a statement, you know. I mean, I think it's clear that I want to see better.
You touched upon this a little bit earlier, but the offense has been impacted by some of the defensive shortcomings.
It's a team game. A team game. We're impacted by each other's performances, you know, good and bad. All three phases contribute to what the team is about. Players and coaches are involved in all three phases, and I talk about complementary football, and I gave the illustration the other day. I think it was misunderstood. I gave the illustration of the way New England closed the half and how we had, if you go back and look at last year, how many times we did that. Close the half scoring, all right, get the ball back, start the second half, score again. All right, so closing the half well and deferring and getting the ball and then and do it, that's how you blow somebody out. That's how you create that 10, 14 point swing. And those are the kinds of things that, as far as situational awareness, that we need to be on top of and handling.
Well, you guys' play count offensively is down, so it's natural that certain other statistical indicators will be down with that. Third down, red zone. What signs of encouragement have you seen from the offense despite the lack of total plays run?
Yeah, I think for us, you know, I'd rather spend less time reflecting on, you know, the last 10 weeks and more time focusing on the next six. Starting with this one, you know, we've got, you know, really good defense coming in. Offense has its hands full. It's a really good group, and very talented, and they're playing really well. So we'll just dig in on the preparation.
Getting the ball in 20 times last year, but had the opponent's 40 or better, got a lot of points out of that.
Yeah.
This year it's only been 4 times, I think, and none since week 3. Turnovers, that complimentary. Everything?
Well, it's all the things that I've just been talking about. Yeah. You know, getting off on third down, creating turnovers, complimentary football, special teams, you know, getting a return, whatever it is. So there are a lot of different ways to create that field position there that an offense loves to have and take full advantage of. So, you know, that's why I say it's not as simple as you might think. You want to have, you know, an easy fix. It just doesn't work that way.
Paxton Lynch has a limited sample size, but what kind of dynamic does he present?
Well, we know he's a big athletic guy. So, you know, obviously, you know, they're putting together a package where he'll be most comfortable. They've been running the ball very well. Obviously, any quarterback appreciates a good run game. So, you know, clearly that'll be a point of emphasis for us.
Does Bill Musgrave being there present, you know, something where you understand how he deals with young quarterbacks and getting them along?
Well, I think... you know, I think for me, it's about preparing for their football team. Certainly, Pags has gone against Bill before, understanding some of the things that he likes, and then looking at, you know, what they do within their system and with the players they have now.
A lot of that field position last year was created by Jalen on punt returns.
You
got it to the other side of the field. Have not been explosive at all that way this year. Is that one of those block away type things, or are you close to?
Quite a bit. In our return game, you know, that's one of the things that we, you know, talk about. Hey, it's just a block away. But a block away means you didn't get it done. So, but the execution in that phase, you know, can be better. I mean, the punt return part. I think kickoff returns, we've been pretty solid. You know, I think, you know, CP is a real threat and has done a pretty solid job with it. And we just need to get Jalen some more blocks and get him going.
I realize this might be a better question asked after the season, but view John Pagano as this defense's play caller beyond this season? Is this a switch that could carry into 2018?
Yeah, I do. And that is more of a question after the season, but you know, you asked it. Yes, I do.
Bruce didn't seem too happy. He tweeted with the move yesterday. How do you handle guys who maybe may not agree or maybe may not be pleased with a change like that?
Yeah, well, I don't try and handle them. I think. The biggest thing is to understand the relationship, respect that, give him a little space, And then, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to get on with our work. So, but I'm human. Wasn't easy for me either.
A couple guys, Ward and Calhoun, your second and third round pick last year, they're not playing. Is that a bad sign, or what's holding those guys back in your mind?
Well, you certainly like to have them, you know, heavily involved, but you know, you get what you earn, and they haven't earned it to this point.
How much for Shalik is that special teams? I know he was in the neighborhood of that onside kick. Just being able to, when you're looking to round out your 46-man roster on game day, special teams is a part of it. Is that one area where you want to see more from him?
From I missed.
Shalik.
Yeah, that's the, in order to be up, he's got to be. He's got to be counted on to help us on offense or, I mean, our defense or special teams. And that's just part of it. It's a numbers game. You know, anybody on our squad, we'd love to have them up. But we're going to make choices that we feel, you know, give us the best opportunity to be good in all three phases.
Good, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.